Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because we have a choice. Anybody burning those two scriptures? What's it say? All things will work to the good to those who what? Who love God and called according to His purpose. And many of the afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord what? Delivers them out of all troubles. You better grab hold of that and get in your spirit. Hallelujah. Reality moments. We need reality moments. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. To be alive right now is phenomenal. Now, not only are we the generation of the return of the Lord, but we also are the generation of the manifestation of the Antichrist and false prophet. We are also the generation that will see tribulation, not that we're in it or part of it. In fact, there are so many things right now that are going on, it's very possible that multiple seals have been broken already. You know, tribulation doesn't have to start with the seals. The seals can be pre-trib. Does everybody understand that? We know that we are in the beginning of sorrows, and it talks about earthquakes and all kinds of famines, and we're seeing beheadings. We're seeing not only the earthquakes and famines and destitute, but murder. We're seeing falling away. We're seeing believers being misled. We're seeing great deception. Tremendous deception. We're seeing prophetic things manifest, not only in the heavenlies, but scripturally in the blood moons. We are seeing a government that nobody really trusts unless you're an idiot, that will most likely turn on their own people to fulfill their agenda. We are in perilous times right now, and things are not going to get better. They will get worse. And our only way of escape is getting close to the Lord. Turning from sin, getting serious with your walk, because this is not a joke. We're getting closer and closer and closer. I want to share something tonight that is vitally important. In Genesis chapter 1, you don't have to go there. In verse 1 it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." The first thing that God established was time. It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens." He couldn't create the heavens and the earth without first creating time. And there are things that God upholds and maintains an area of everything is involved with time. The whole universe is held together by time. Time is a fabric that holds existence together. And there are so many things that people don't realize because we have a calendar that we go by, but it's really not a correct calendar in this country. The true correct calendar is the Hebrew calendar, which sets God's times. It's numbered by days and full moons and so forth. Our calendar is actually pagan. God set feasts for specific times, because these are God's feasts associated with God's times of events and things that would occur, because it's about His time, not about ours. And anything that's involved with God's time is always involved with God's will. And when we're not in time, we're not in His will. And when we're not in His will, we're not in His time. Now, God gives me and you a choice to cooperate with His time or not. Does everybody understand that? One of the things that the enemy wants to do is breach time. I'm going to say that again, because that's what I want to talk about, is the breach of time. In Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, would you go there with me, please? Oh, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's right after Proverbs. Breach of time. In chapter 3, and in verse 1, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Come on, read it with me. "A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has a worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time, his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which he has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. God's time, again, is God's will. Let me explain something. The purpose of time is to position and maintain divine order. It is to position and maintain divine order. To reject the order of time is destructive. To reject the order of time is destructive. Again, the purpose of time is to position and maintain divine order. And when we reject the order of time, we fall into destruction ourselves. Time is the fabric that upholds and sustains all existence. Time is the fabric that upholds and sustains all existence. So when there is a breach of time in our life, destruction begins to accumulate. In Revelation chapter 1, when the word says that many will fall from the faith, it's because they fell out of God's time. And the end result of that is destruction, unless we get back in divine order again. Again, this is not a religious agenda. This is reality of what's happening, of creation, all the things that God has created, and why. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, would you read it with me? It says, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the what? Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Again, he states something very specific. He is the beginning and the end. He is who is, meaning present, who was, meaning past, and who is to come, meaning future. In other words, he is time. Does everybody get it? He is time. He is the fabric that holds and sustains all existence. In this arena that he speaks of, who was, who is, and who is to come, there are three-dimensional barriers of time that exist. There's three-dimensional barriers of time. He is not only the creator of time, but he is the holder of time. He's the restorer of time, and he's the creator of time. Amen. Creator, holder, and restorer. Has everybody got it? Now, events of time can excel, decline, or recycle. Events associated with time, the events of time can excel, in other words, move faster, advance. They can decline or they can repeat, recycle. And the purpose is that it's a reposition for divine order. In Isaiah 14, would you go there, please? So we've got to understand that for me and you, this time, the essence of time that God has for me and you is vitally important that we are in it. Because if we're not in it, then the end result is destruction. We're easily misled. So what the enemy wants to do always is to get you out of time. Did you ever notice when a car is out of time, it runs terrible? It doesn't, unless it's in time, it runs smooth. Again, God's time is God's will also. But God's time is eternal. In reality, I'm going to share this with you. Hopefully we'll grab this. In God's time, there is no time. Because he always was. The only reason why he set a time to hold it, he is the holder of the time, the creator of time, he's time himself, is to set a fabric that holds existence so that he can bring a creation in and call him his children. And so that they be trained up and know him and be like him. But in his creation, there was one that breached time and caused chaos. His name is Lucifer. He breached time and caused all kinds of problems. In Isaiah 14. Is everybody there? In verse 12. What does it say? How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, what? Let me share something with you. One of the enemy's uses of breaching time is to promote you. The I agenda will breach God's time. Why? Because you will look to do your will instead of his. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High God. Lucifer rebelled and breached time, interfered with what? God's will. And the Lord removed him. Does everybody understand that? Lucifer breached, or what we call corrupted God's timing, or God's will, his divine order. The result, of course, is destruction. Look at verse 15. He said, the Lord said, you shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of a pit. And those who will see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this a man who made the earth tremble and who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities and did not open the house of his prisoners? The promotion of self, the sowing of the flesh. In fact, the Bible says, sow to the flesh, you reap what? Corruption. Why? Because it breaches time. So you've got to begin to look beyond what the physical realm says. In Revelation 12, so we see Lucifer was the first one that breached time, and it caused chaos. In verse 7, we know this. Revelation 12, verse 7. And what happened? Well, this chaos started a war, didn't it? When Lucifer breached time, God removed him, and war broke out. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So I heard what? A loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. That is called divine order. Rejoice. But woe, W-O-E means without eternity. Woe to them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a what? Short time. He knows that he has a short time. Let me share something about Satan, Lucifer. He knows. He knows all time events. He knows everything. He knows about the rapture. He knows he knows the time and sequences. He knows everything. Does everybody get this? He knows it. Why? Because he was with God when he created everything. He knows it. He knows all the genetic codes. He knows all the things of creation. He knows all the areas of timelines. He knows how to breach time. He knows how to open up dimensional ports. He knows all of these things. He knows. But he can't escape, even though he's trying to escape, God's time for his judgment. Does everybody get that? He's going to do everything he can to extend time, change time, or alter it. He's going to do everything he can. He's going to try to deceive people and even thinking that a rapture has already come. He's going to try to deceive everyone and everything that he can. Amen? War in heaven, short time, yeah. He's got a short time until he's removed from existence of divine order of time. Again, Satan became the breach of time. Anything that he touches or anyone that touches him in even agreement breach time. Does everybody understand that? They breach God's time, the divine order. When we begin to, when you agree with what Satan says, when you touch evil presence, you begin automatically to breach God's divine order. Why? Because you just touched the instrument that breaches God's time. Does everybody understand this? Think about this. You're out there and whatever, you believe in the Lord, you're doing, then you backslide. You fall. You do something. You get out of God's line. You know you're out of time. Then what happens? Then you try to get back into time. You try to get back into that divine order. And you fight to get back into that. It's almost like catching a train while it's moving. But you have to build up momentum. You have to build up certain things to be able to come back aboard. There's certain things that you have to alter and change in your life. Turn from those things that cause us to and entangle us in the affairs of this world. And if you don't let go, you can never get in. You can never get aboard if you never let go of those things that breach time. You may touch that train. You may try to hold on with one arm and be dragged, but you'll never get in full flow and get aboard on that until you are willing to let go of everything that breaches time, because that's God's will. Hello? Now, so the divine order of God's time is also to advance you and excel you in everything that we do according to his will. In Genesis chapter 3, is everybody okay? Hallelujah. So everything associated with Satan and his kingdom, when we touch and agree with anything of that, it begins to diminish, slow down, and eventually push us right out of God's divine order, because it begins to breach God's time. Remember, God's time is God's will. Amen. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, is everybody there? Watch what happens here. Now the serpent was more what? More what? Cunning. Yep. More cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not what? Eat it, nor what? Nor shall you what? Touch it. Why? Because if she touched it, it would breach time. Lest you what? Die, because the end result is what? Destruction. Is everybody all right? Do you see that? Now look at. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die. Come on, touch it. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. What just happened? They breached time. See, Lucifer knew that if he could get them to breach time, they would no longer be able to see him anymore. And it says that the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves coverings, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden, because they could no longer see him. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to Adam, saying, where you be? And he said, I heard your voice because I couldn't see you anymore. And I was afraid. Fear now gripped me because I was naked, so I hid myself. And the Lord said to him, what? Who told you that? A voice took him over now. It's called the voice of self. Are you listening? Self was birthed. Does everybody get this? Self was birthed. No longer were they in the image and likeness of God. Their character was now in the image and likeness of the serpent, where self was priority. Why? Because they had breached time. Self was now priority. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. The serpent breach of time, or interruption of divine order, he deceived Eve into touching him, which removed Adam and Eve from divine order of time, into a temporal time with no visualization of spiritual things any longer. Blinded them. He got them out of divine order, didn't he? Does he still do that now? Yes. He does the same tactics. Go to 2 Corinthians 6. Breach of time. So, let me ask you this. He says, well, let's go to here first. Praise God. This will bring more understanding. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. What? Therefore means what? Cooperation. Therefore what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not what? Do not what? Touch what is what? Why? Because of what's it going to do? It's going to breach time and cause you to what? Fall out of divine order. And what's the result of breach time and out of divine order? Destruction. Why? Because it's the same thing as sowing to the flesh. It breaches time. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. One of the things that will breach is your mouth. That's the first thing the devil wants to get you to do. Comes around you, slaps you in the back of the head, goes poop. Says, come on, say something. Say something unclean. Say something dark. Say something negative. Say something bitterness. Why? Because I want to get you to touch, to breach time, move you out of divine order, so that you sow to the flesh, that you will reap corruption. Does everybody understand why? The Bible says it's not what comes into the mouth that defiles a man, it's what comes out of his mouth. Amen? 1 Samuel 15. So he says, come out from among them and be separate. 1 Samuel 15. Do not touch what is unclean. Is everybody there? In verse 22, 1 Samuel 15, 22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. And to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as the iniquity and adultery. You know, people think it's okay to be stubborn. It's not. It's rebellious. It's witchcraft. Well, he's just stubborn. Well, he's got a demon. Why? Because the opposite of stubborn is to submit. Does everybody get this? Stubborn is rebellion. When you're rebellious, you're touching something unclean. And that is breaching time. And the end result will be destruction until it's changed. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king, and that is a warrior. That's the third chamber of the tabernacle now. A warrior. Why? You won't be considered a warrior in the eyes of God. One he can trust that will battle. Is everybody all right? So rebellion is touching darkness and deception. It will breach time, and it will result in destruction. That's why the Bible says, submit to God, then what? Resist the devil. Because without submitting to God, you're breaching time, you're out of divine order, and the devil knows it. And when he knows that you're out of divine order, you can say and do all kinds of things towards him, and he will laugh in your face because he knows you are not backed by heaven. Is everybody all right? Come on, let's grab hold of this. Galatians chapter 6. Demons know, don't they? We talked about that before. They know where you're at. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. What's it say? Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he's going to what? Yeah. For he who sows to his flesh will what? Of the flesh reap what? Isn't that destruction? Why? Because he what? Breached time. He touched something unclean. That something unclean is associated with Satan's kingdom, the originator of the one who breached time. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap what? Everlasting life. Why? Because he's in divine order. Amen? And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, in God's time, we will reap if we don't lose what? Heart. You got to stay steadfast. You can't let go. You can't quit. You got to continue. Doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. You shake it off, you get up, and you get in divine order again. In Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. In verse 19. Let's speak it together, please. Now the works of the flesh is touching unclean things. Does everybody get it? The works of the flesh are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and anything like it, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who what? Practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why could they? Because they breached time and fell out of divine order. And the end result is what? Destruction. In 1 John chapter 2. Breach of time. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Let's speak it together, please. What does it say? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the what? Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, who's the ruler of the world? Satan. So what he is operating is to keep people in a state of breached time. Why? It keeps them out of divine order. So he tries to implement it all the time through music, through movies, through video, through education, through self-promotion, everything. Survival mode. Self, me, myself, and I. Everything that you want to do according to your will and not God's will. In verse 17, it says, the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the what? Will of God abides. For how are you going to do the will of God? By not what? Breaching time. Does everybody get that? You cannot do God's will if you've breached time. And there are people that have breached time thinking they're still doing God's will. And those are the ones that are going to come up before the Lord. And they're going to go, Lord, we did this in your name. We did this. Yeah, man, thanks. Let's get home. We go, yeah, I don't know you. What do you mean, you know, I don't know you? Because you practice lawlessness. You use my name for your gain, not for mine. You use my name to build your empire. You use my name and deceive people. You never told them the truth. You use my gifts to gain money. You were concerned about losing people and giving them soulless teachings instead of telling them the truth. That hell's one step away. Does everybody understand that? Now let's go a little further. 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Antichrist. Well, breacher of time, isn't it? Look at all of them. He says, and even now many of them have come. By which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were what? Not of us, for if they'd been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That is the Holy Spirit, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. The anointing is the time keeper. The Holy Spirit is the time keeper. He's the one that's always trying to install divine order in your life. He's the one that convicts you. He convicts you, kicks you in the butt, tells you, come on, tries to encourage you when you're down and out. He's the one that installs the divine order. He's the keeper that installs the divine order and exposes the breach of time in your life. So why? Because he's telling you things to come. He's going to let you know if you go there, if you say this, if you do this, you're going to breach time. It's going to get you out of divine order. It's going to interrupt the divine order of God. The Holy Spirit is the keeper of God's time and divine order. In John 10, in verse 10. Breach of time. What does it say? The thief does not. Who's the thief? Amen. Well, he's the thief, isn't he? What does he do? He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. What's he stealing? He's stealing time. God's time. By the breach. He's come to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. Isn't that the end result? Destruction? Amen? Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and have it what? More abundantly. Listen, here's another thing we got to look at. When you touch Jesus, time advances. When he touches you, time advances. Yeah. Look at John 8 while we're here. John chapter 8. Is everybody there? Go to verse 44. Jesus said to the Pharisees and Sadducees and hypocrites and so forth, he said, you are of your father the what? The devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So what's he trying to do? He's trying to lie about everything. He doesn't speak any truth because he's the originator of the breach of time. He's the originator of deception. He's the originator of lies. And the wild thing is that many people are caught up and destroyed because of their touching or petting or agreeing with darkness. And they breach time and don't even know it. And they actually think they're doing God's will. But the end result will be destruction. Now, go to Matthew 8 for a minute. Matthew chapter 8. Jesus being the creator of time and time himself, amen, he's not only the creator, but he's the holder and he's the restorer. He restores, amen? He's restored my life. He's restored many of our lives. When you touch his heart, he touches you, things move quicker than you realize. Look at it in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 3. It says, I guess we better start at verse 2. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Right? Make me clean. He didn't ask to be healed, did he? He said, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy what? Was cleansed. Now listen, let me share with you what a miracle is. A miracle is when God touches you, he advances time. Whew. Why? Because if I have a finger missing, he takes the rest of my body and just advances time and regrows it. And it comes back. Does everybody understand it? A miracle, when Jesus touches you, he advances time. Whew. Quick. He just takes what's already in you and uses it to heal you and gives you a new heart. He advances time. Things move quick, because he's not bound by time. He is the creator, holder, and restorer of time. Does everybody understand that? Well, so what did he do with this leper? He didn't remove the leprosy. He advanced time for that body to heal itself. Does everybody get that? He just used what was already there, because he's the one that already created everything. Does everybody understand that? Look at this one. Matthew 14. Isn't he the life giver? Amen? So he can reverse time too, can he? Hello? See, if you died, he can also reverse time and bring you back to life and use your body to heal what was already sick, because he is the time holder. He is time himself. Nothing is impossible. Does everybody get this? I got some faces later. Matthew 14 and verse 35. Let's speak it. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only what? Touch hem of his garment. And as many as what? Touched it, were made what? Perfectly well. Why? Because they just touched time. The creator of time, they touched. And when you touch the creator of time, things move rapidly. You just don't know it, though. You're caught up in the, whoa, I got healed. Yeah, because it just moves so, because there's nothing distant with him. He is eternal, who steps into a temporary arena, brings eternity, not bound by space or time at all, and touches anything that touches him, and he touches you, moves rapidly. And we don't even realize it because we can't see it. Does everybody understand that? We can't see the transition because it moves so fast. In Matthew 20, why are we doing this? Well, I don't know. I want you to begin to see. I want you to begin to see who you are. I want you to understand that miracles should be common to me and you, not something extraordinary. It should be common. Why? Because if we're in divine order, amen, and the Holy Spirit, who's the regenerator that lives in me and you, when you and I touch something, should move the same rapid time. Does everybody get it? Why? Because the creator of time is in me and you. See, but we're still looking for the miracle. Start looking at the movement of complete healing that people call a miracle. Hallelujah. Matthew 20, 34. And it says, and Jesus had compassion, and he what? Touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received what? Sight, and they what? Okay, so did he heal their eyes? Yeah. What did he do? He touched them, right? What happened? The eyes rejuvenated. Because he is time. Hallelujah. Go to Daniel. No, go to Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28. Does everybody understand about miracles and healings then? A little bit more. All things are possible, right? To those who believe. So that's all we need is this mustard seed. Just a little bit of faith the size of a mustard seed. And it's amazing. God does the ketchup. We bring the mustard seed. He brings the ketchup. Amen. Then you go, hot dog! I got healed. Oh, snap. Praise God. Ezekiel 28, verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God. Now, he's not talking about a carnal man. He's talking about Lucifer. He's a king of his kingdom. He says, you are the what? Seal of perfection, full of what? Wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond, braille, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes, because he was the praise and worship leader of the universe, was prepared for you on the day you were created. You are the anointed cherub who covers the universe with praise. I established you on the holy mountain of God. The holy mountain of God at that time was the earth. You walk back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. Why? Because Lucifer was there when God created the earth, the universe. He saw. He knows all the technology. He knows all the physics. He knows all everything about it. It says, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. Full of wisdom, knowing creation, knowing times, knowing seasons, and even understanding future events. Does everybody understand this? Again, if he was the one that was the breacher of time, which removed him, we know that his end result is destruction. He's going to do everything he can to deceive mankind or try to alter and breach time. Does everybody got this? This is where we're at right now. These are things that are going on in the world right now, which people are not even seeing or understanding. I don't know if you've heard of CERN. It's a hydron collider. It's 17 miles long. It's in Geneva, Switzerland. They take in atoms and it goes through and smashes. It opens up ports, dimensional ports. They had to shut it down over a year ago because weird things began to happen. People began to change their attitudes. People became violent. All kinds of weird things were going on. They shut it down. They thought that they might control. They saw certain things. They're getting ready to reopen it in September. Why? Because he wants to alter time. Do you understand that? Anyways, we're going to go more on all that later, but not tonight. Hallelujah. Go to Daniel 7. Daniel 7 and verse 24. Daniel's prophesying about the Antichrist, and he says, "Then the ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from his kingdom, and another shall arise after them." He would be a little horn. "And he shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak," what? Verse 25. "Pompous words against the," what? "Most High. Shall persecute the saints of the Most High." Do you realize how many Christians are being beheaded right now? People have no idea. The media doesn't tell you. Christians are being beheaded all over the world. Burned at the stake. Tortured. "Shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change," what? "Times," and what? He's going to try to alter time. He's going to try to change spiritual laws. He's going to try and change constitutional laws. He's going to do everything he can to alter for his benefit. Does everybody understand this? Because then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and a half. That's 3.5 years. Again, change times and laws. He knows the rapture is coming. He's going to try to fake something. Something's going to occur. People will be deceived. He's a counterfeiter, isn't he? He's a liar. He will try to change times and laws because he knows the rapture is coming, tribulation is coming, end time events. That way he will attempt to counterfeit. He will try to move out of divine order by deception. Again, he will try to alter spiritual laws as well as constitutional laws and human rights. Remember, anti-Christ is anti-time. Anti-Christ is anti-time. Why? They don't want God's time to be manifested. Why? Because it is the fabric that upholds all existence and keeps a divine order. A divine order. Does everybody get that? Divine order. It's the most important thing for your life and my life is to stay in divine order. When we're out of divine order, we're out of God's time. And when we breach time, that means you've sowed to the flesh and you're going to reap corruption. That means destruction. Things are happening. What's the Bible say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Go there for a second. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Breach of time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Jesus." Hello. In other words, we don't acknowledge him according to the flesh. If you saw him now, you'd probably freak out because he doesn't look like the Jesus. What does he have? Woolly hair, fiery woolly hair, sword coming out of his mouth. He's a warrior, man. Does everybody understand that? "So we don't regard him according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer," because he's not the same way he used to be. He's his true self, who he was before he came. He came as a man, but he's God. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," anyone is in Christ, anyone is in the Spirit, anyone is born again in the Spirit, he is a new creation, a new creation. In other words, born again means start over, begin. You are born in the Spirit. Why? Because you have fallen into divine order. You're in God's will. You're in God's time. If you're in God's will and God's time, his Spirit is in you. What you touch. Doesn't the word say in Mark 16:16, "And you will" what? "In my name you will" what? "Cast out devils." Why? You will remove darkness because it's an offense to God's time. You will lay hands on the sick. Why? Because he is in you is greater than he is in the world, and he's going to advance time to heal them. Amen? If you're a new creation in Christ, old things have passed away. All breaches of time have passed away. All things become new. And because you have the anointing, you know things that are ahead. Why? Because you're walking in divine time, divine order. Listen, when you're in divine order, did you ever, I don't know if you ever went tubing or rafting or anything like that, or in where a stream's going, man, you know, when you let go of everything, you go smooth, things are happening. Well, as soon as you grab hold of something, what happens? You start hitting the side or whatever, right? It's the same thing. That's why God doesn't want us to grab hold of anything that's going to interfere with his divine order and time. It's the same thing as being in the Spirit. We're in his time. Nothing matters outside of it. Everything matters inside of it. And I want to close at Titus chapter 3. Breach of time. Now we know the next event of the Feast of the is the Feast of Trumpets. So you can be darn sure that the enemy's trying to do something, breach it. He's going to try and do something very weird. Titus chapter 3 and verse 1. So remember this. When you touch unclean, you breach time. When you speak unclean, you breach time. When you sow to the flesh, you breach time. Moves you out of divine order, doesn't it? The end result is what? Destruction. But when you get back in God's time, you're in his presence. While his presence is touching you, you're touching his presence, right? Time will advance. Things will move quicker for you. Do you ever notice that when you're out in the world, things seem to go forever? Man, you get in the kingdom and things start moving quick. Whoa. It's like, man, I've been here this long already? Believe me, these last 22 years feels like yesterday. Praise God, I'm still 33. I can't believe it. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's read it. Remember them to be what? Subject to rulers and authorities, to obey and be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he what? Saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of who? The Holy Spirit. Why? He's the timekeeper. Amen? Whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become what? Heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have been, who believed in God, should be careful to do what? Maintain good works. In other words, maintain God's time, divine order. These things are good and profitable to men, but avoid what? Foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and what? Useless. In other words, be careful you don't breach time. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is what? Warped and sinning, being what? Self-condemned. Does everybody see this? So in other words, be careful of your associations because they'll bring impartations. Amen? Come out from among them. What does the word tell us? Be alert. Be vigilant. Be consistent. Amen? Now that we know these things, I can assure you that you'll be tested to see if you're alert. Why? Because every time God puts us in a class of training, he puts us on the job to train. So be ready. Utilize what you've learned. If you have to put Holy Ghost duct tape on your mouth, do it. It's anointed. Make sure you battle. Make sure you get dressed with the full armor of God. Make sure you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things will be added to you. Don't let the enemy push you. Be led. Don't be anxious for anything. Why? Because when you become anxious, you know what? You step on mines. Wait on the Lord. Pray things through. See things through. And don't go there, those things that are foolish. Don't get sucked in the ring. You'll lose. The only time you go in the ring to battle is when God sends you. Other than that, you're stepping on unholy ground. You don't want to breach the time anymore. We want God to move through us in advance time. Amen? You know, the Bible even says that things are going to get so difficult that God will have to shorten the days even for the elect because they're going to be so easily deceived. So days are becoming shorter. So time is advancing, isn't it? And we want to advance with it. So don't get caught up in the entanglements and affairs of this world and worries and fears. So what? Stay caught up in Him. There is nothing impossible that He can't do and won't do if you just stay connected with Him and in His timeline in divine order. Why? Because when you're in divine order, you know what happens? Divine character expresses, divine power, and divine favor. Stay there. Don't get pushed. Don't get led out of the way. Misled out of the way. Stay there. Amen? And you will find victory in Christ. Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we just ask for Your forgiveness right now. We repent for every time we've breached time. Every time we've touched darkness, even petted it, compromised it. Touched and agree with the thoughts of darkness. Lord, we ask for Your forgiveness. Please wash us with the blood of Christ and heal us with the stripes of Jesus. Refresh us, rejuvenate us, regenerate us, and restore us back into Your perfect, perfect divine order. I pray blessing over each and every one, that we be alert and be prepared for what's coming. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Be blessed.